broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFGC Los Altos Hills. Microphone. Got a bit of problems with microphone droop here, folks. Earl Grey here on the Bevis Front special this evening.
Ghastly.
Yes, ghastly indeed. And going to have to... have to go and get a spanner or something like that. Anyway, sorry about that. Sorry about that. We just heard the second track from the Any Gas Faster album. That was Old World. And just a slight correction, that album was not on Moronzo. That album was on Reckless. So slap on the wrist for Mr. Earl Grey.
Indeed. I think I should just take you off mic right now, at least for the moment. And we opened up the set with the absolutely fabulous These Dark Days, a very unique acid folk track among the Bevis Frond repertoire, featuring sitar, one of the few tracks that features the sitar. An outstanding track, very psychedelic, but not in the heavy way. And next up, we're going to keep it in a similar sonic vein, and we're in for a real treat, let me tell you, as we move our explorations into the Magic Eye LP, which was recorded by Bevis and Twink. Twink, of course, the legendary Flower Child drummer from many bands of the Halcyon days of the 60s. And Nick, when we interviewed him recently, shared with us some of his experiences in the recording process of that he had with in recording this record with Twink. You are tuned to 89.7 FM, KFJC, and plowing a blazing furrow, the Bevis Frond special.
It was an incredibly enjoyable thing to do. I mean, I don't know whether you've ever looked at my Facebook page, but I've actually got photos that I took of the pretty things at Hyde Park in 1968. Wow. When I was like 15, I got on the stage with my little camera and took some photos of the pretty things with Twink. You know, I mean, I've been a fan, you know. And I went and saw the pretty things with Twink and the Pink Fairies and all this stuff and had Think Pink. So, you know, when I actually met him and he was kind of friendly and all that, I kind of was amazed. You know, wow, you know, I'm actually friends with Twink. And we got on really well and decided it might be a nice idea to do an album together. I'd had a few people say that he could be quite difficult, but I found him to be great. You know, he was... great drummer, great company, real fun, easy as anything to work with in the studio, and it was a real great little project. Thank you. An LP that I'm still really happy with, you know. I think it works really well. He was great, you know. I've got nothing but praise for Twink as a musician, and he's a really nice bloke. We got a great album out of it, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm still on good terms with Twink. Although, of course, as you might know, he's now Muhammad John Alder and wears a kind of fez and a long robe and has a beard to his kind of waist.
89.7 FM KFJC. Thank you, thank you. Plowing a blazing furrow, the Bevis Franz special, part of the month of mayhem here on KFJC. I am derelict, along with Pete Dixon and Earl Gray. We'll be here until 11 p.m., and we'll be here next Monday as well, the 19th of May. 7 to 11 again with part two. So if you're digging the sounds, you know what you're going to be doing next Monday night now, don't you? We just had the treat and a very good slice of diverse sonic sounds from the Bevis Franz there. You just heard the absolutely smoking, almost punky Flying Igloos from the Magic Eye LP from Bevis and Twink. And we started the set off with just absolutely one of my favorite, most lysergic tracks of the Bevis Franz. She Darks the Sun. Amazing stuff there. Just absolutely a favorite. I know, I'm being redundant. I'm saying there are favorites a lot this evening, but they are favorites.
Definitely. And speaking of favorites, we're going to be playing a track off of the... We're going to go on to the new Riverhead album, and a track that we've kind of agreed, and also Nick has mentioned also in during the interview, that's possibly his pinnacle album, although there's so many great moments and so many great albums of his. But Drowned is definitely one of my favorite songs, and it's off of New Riverhead, and he talks a little about this, and here is Nick Solomon mentioning the song Drowned and what it was inspired by here on KFJC, the Bevis Franz special, Plowing a Blazing Furrow on KFJC.
If I'm honest, I can reveal that in the back of my mind I'd been listening to Flying by the Beatles. You know, that's maybe where I was getting the kind of riff sound and that kind of tremolo effect on the guitar, and because I was listening to that and thinking it was an overlooked masterpiece.
Right.
And thinking, oh, I could do something along those lines, which is where I kind of really get a lot of the stuff I write. You know, I've been listening to something and gone, oh God, that's good. I'd ought to write that in a kind of slightly different way.
Drown. sporty fours filled up with chemicals that seeped in through my pores. I was left out on a sandbank with the seagulls flying round. Don't you try to revive me, I just thank you.
A lot of your fans probably consider among your better works the New River Head LP. Is there anything you might want to say about New River Head?
In all honesty, I would say that that's probably one of the ones that kind of people talk about as being, you know, if you, you know, when they kind of, if you read online, which I don't spend a lot of time doing about myself, which would be pathetic, but if in the rare occasions that I do, it usually says, you know, and for those who aren't initiated or something, go to New River Head, because that shows you a bit of everything. And yeah, I think that was the kind of first Boris Front album that really kind of concentrated on quality songwriting. It was done in a studio. It was a bit more thoughtful and a bit more ambitious, and had some really good songs on it. And kind of, I think it kind of, it needed, you know, what I'd done up to then had been great, you know, but I think what in other people's opinions, I mean, I must be honest, I really like what I do, but if I didn't, I wouldn't put it out. I think it needed to step up a notch, because otherwise it just becomes like, well, another album of home recordings with him doing wanky guitar solos. And I needed to do something to make it ongoing, really, and so that it stepped up a bit. And I think New River Head was a real kind of important one in that respect, that it kind of gave the whole thing a bit more length, you know, longevity, in that, you know, people kind of thought, well, there's more to it than just some bloke noodling around in his bedroom, you know. It was a bit like, oh, well, this actually sounds a bit more proper, you know. Not that I'm striving for mass acceptance, because if I was, I've failed miserably, you know. But yeah, I think it is probably one of the better Front albums. Yeah, I know some people still look back at kind of Inner Marshland or Miasma, and they're the ones that they really like, because they've got that kind of homemade, kind of rough edges, unproduced kind of sound, and I do get it, you know. I mean, I do like that, but I still feel this way, that I think, as I just said, I think it needed to take it up a notch to give the whole project a bit more longevity and to make it more ongoing, or else I think I would have, if I'd have just kept doing the same old home studio four tracks, it would have petered out, because you can't just keep on doing the same thing over and over again, because it becomes boring.
I'm stuck to this cliff face, like a bug to your eye, while the chimes of Bell Harry ring out from the sky. It's night here forever, though the sun never sets, in weightless longevity I pay back my debts. And up on the monitor, words I can't read, my only companion is found blessed and free. God speed you to earth. Till I ran out of sails, then I rode on a surfboard in a top hat and tails, and I tapped on your table. I spoke with the dead. He says he's forgiven you. Give me my bread, 'cause I'm hitching to anywhere with a sack full of gifts that nobody knows about. Well,
won't you give me a lift? Godspeed you to earth. Godspeed you to earth. Thank you.
loved his mom and his dog and his neighbor's jungle greens. He ate more hot dinners any man ever seen. But this world will not witness the likes of him again. While Jack Hammer was a prince among men, he was a saint, but not in the conventional sense. You could hang him round your neck for £4.99. Now he's gone, you're here, and it's all in the past. But while Jack Hammer, he was in a different class. You are not fit to piss against the same garage wall, to be allowed to expound, to do anything at all. And you smile at my face, slag me off behind my back. But while Jack Hammer never treated me like that. So if I only had a fiver for every clown like you, I had so much bread I wouldn't know what to do. I think I'd buy a container and put you all inside, and let Wild Jack Hammer come and take you for a ride. Oh, you are gods, you are leaders, you are one big family. I may fly down the mountain on the universal ski, I may all talk shit until the cows come home. Jack Hammer on your fake car phone. Oh, it's a joke, it's a laugh, it's a rib-splitting crack. But your eyes never smile, and they're always looking back. And we dream of returning, but we don't know how. Wow, Jack Hammer, man, we really need you now.
Another one that I'd be interested in, one of my favorites from the New River Head LP, is Stain on the Sun. Anything to say about that?
Well, that is just a kind of, I suppose it's seen as a kind of very romantic, Barbara Manning covered that, seen as a kind of a love song, I suppose, but the idea behind that was like I'm looking at, you know, like when you sometimes see a guy who's got a beautiful girlfriend or a beautiful wife and he kind of gets fed up with her and you can't understand why a guy would walk out on such a fantastic partner, and that's what that was about, you know, just like how come suddenly, you know, this beautiful woman that you've married and is still beautiful and fantastic, and you're, now you're kind of suddenly you don't see her the same way and you get kind of bored, or you think that there's, you know, a younger, better model somewhere else, and you know, what's wrong with you, man, you know, that was really the idea behind that.
as the quite beautiful guitar notes fly off into the distance. That was Stain on the Sun, the Bevis Frond, and that was from the New Riverhead album. And Bevis Frond, we're doing a Bevis Frond special, Plowing a Blazing Furrow, says Pete Dixon. And we had the song before that was Wild Jack Hammer, Bevis Frond, incredible song there. And also heard from Godspeed You to Earth, all on the New Riverhead album. He did a fantastic live version of that, and I believe that was at the Great American Music Hall. Was that?
I can't remember, actually. But yeah, all I can remember is that it just completely sort of pressed me so deep into the back wall that it took me about an hour to prise myself away.
And yes, it was indeed at the Great American.
Yeah, yes. It was a stunning, stunning, powerful live song.
Yeah.
But a great song anyway, so.
It's a great song anyway, but live, boy, just amped it up about 20 pedals or something like that.
Yeah, and also from the New Riverhead album, prior to that we heard the title track New Riverhead, and started off with Drowned, interspersed with clips from Nick Solomon himself talking about the various songs and the album itself. Came out in 1991, double vinyl, single CD, mostly, there's a few guest musicians on here, mostly Nick playing all the instruments, with a few guests, as I say, and Martin Crowley once again on drums, recorded again at the Goldust Studios in Bromley. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills. We've got an hour left of the Bevis Frond special tonight, and we're moving on now from the New Riverhead album to the next album in order, London Stone. So we'll start off with a track from London Stone, and the name of this track is Well Out of It, KFJC.